You've won five of your first six matches, including a win over Caprock tonight. Where have you seen growth from the girls here early on?
Ice serving was really good tonight. We're trying to be more aggressive and attack the net. Overall, more spread out. We have good hitters in every position, so...
Okay, and then your thoughts on the whole season to date. Have you liked what you've had out of the girls so far this year?
I have. We're starting a little bit slow and letting teams get up on us a little bit before we wake up and come back, but they have fight in them because they've ended up with the wins all but that one game so far. So they're not giving up. That's good. We've worked on that a lot of finishing till the end and giving it our all, even if we are down. So,
and you're still young and pretty in important spots. I see on your roster Sierra Pyland. I hope I'm saying her name right. And Melanie Miller.
Yeah.
They're two of your top hitters, and they're just sophomores, so they're important for you.
Yes, they are. We have two seniors on our varsity, and then. Juniors and two sophomores, so we still are pretty young. Yeah.
Okay, and talk a little more about Sierra and Melanie and what they bring you bring to the club each and every night.
They have good attitudes. They've played. I had this group of athletes when they were littler in club ball, so we've gotten to know each other and know their, and Sierra, yeah, she's a fighter. She's a good hitter and pretty level-headed for sophomores. I think they both are level-headed and don't really let it get to them like some younger kids do, you know?
Right. What about your seniors? You mentioned you have a couple of them, Madison Miller, Trinity Gutierrez. They help you there on the defensive side. And again, kind of the same question. What do you see out of them on the court each night?
So Madison is a junior, actually.
Okay.
Trinity Gutierrez is our libero, and she's a senior. And then our DS, Athena, is a senior as well. But Madison, yeah, she's a junior, one of our top hitters, but also plays back row really good for us and is our kind of go-to in the back as well.
Okay, and then at the center's position, again, based on your numbers from early in the season on Max Preps, I see Kaylee Lang and Genevieve Hill both kind of seeing action there at that spot.
Yes, so there are only two. Setters run a 6-2, and then one of them is playing around and being our 9-hitter, but they're both key players as the setters, getting good assists and
okay.
Playing defense well, too.
Okay, and then what about your league? I know Meeker gets a lot of attention. They're highly ranked, but there's some other good teams like Olathe, Sirocco, Vale Christian. But do you feel your group can contend and push for a top spot in the conference?
I do, yeah. We played a lot of those teams this summer at summer camp, and I don't know if they had all their players or not, but we held with them, so... We did win. My daughter told me we won.
Okay. Okay. but what's it going to take for you to contend, though? Where do your girls have to go to make a run at that league title?
We just have to play. We got to start off strong and keep it the whole game. I think we have good servers. We got to play good defense. We have some good hitters in our league, and without getting those balls up and us attacking, we have good hitters, but we got to play the defense side first. I think that's going to be key, is stopping some of the big hitters in our league.